everyone. It's right. It is the good stuff. I've got a piece called All American Christmas coming up.
I have an invitation from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board for everybody out there on the Good Stuff Network to come visit us right here in Cherry County. And when you're here, make sure you stop and say hi to Mike and Kim. All right. Anyway, go to visitvalentine.com when you're planning your next vacation or 25th Annual Bull Bash coming up February 14th.
And of course, ranchers who are up at dawn herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. Make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News. Season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the endearing heritage of the West.
All right, what are we going to share on the good stuff today?
As I said, it's called The American, or rather All American Christmas, and it's Yvonne Hollenbeck. An all-American Christmas is hard to have today with all the foreign imports that are packed in Santa's sleigh. The toys all come from China. Most clothes are from there, too. It makes me wonder if his elves have anything to do. The trees all come from Canada. The trimmings from Taiwan. As I read tags where things are from, I'm thinking something's wrong. The coat I bought for hubby was made in Bangladesh. His Wranglers from Korea. From the Japanese, his vest. And what was worse, I went to buy the food for Christmas Day. The turkeys that I sorted through had come from Uruguay. The hams, they came from Mexico. The coffee from Brazil. That's where all the nuts came from, except for Uncle Bill. There's a fruitcake made in Germany. The rum is from there too. Perhaps that is the reason why poor Grandpa got the flu. The lutefisk came from Norway. It smelled like something dead. The English made the muffins. The Frenchman made the bread. Then I got to thinking that we'd just go out to eat. But all the fast food joints serve the foreign kind of meat. There's Mexican, Italian, and cafes that are Chinese. And even goat meat featured in those restaurants from Greece. Everything from somewhere else. I'll tell you, folks, it's sad that an all-American Christmas is so hard to be had. But from these foreign imports, if you'd like to find relief, just go down to your grocery store and buy American beef. Yvonne Hollenbeck.
She's going to be on the Old West Days stage coming up here in April in Valentine, something else you might want to write down on your calendar. So Mrs. Donovan was walking down the street one day in Dublin when she ran across Father Flaherty. And the father said, "Top of the morning to you. Aren't ye Mrs. Donovan? Didn't I marry you and your husband 2 years ago?" She replied, "Aye, that you did, father." The father asked, "And are there any little ones yet?" She replied, "No, not yet, father." The father said, "Well, now, I'm going to Rome next week, and I'll light a fertility candle in for you and your husband." She replied, "Oh, thank you, father." Then they parted ways. Some years later, they met again, and the father asked, "Well, now, Mrs. Donovan, how are ye these days?" She replied, "Oh, very well, father." And the father asked, "And tell me, have ye any little wee ones yet?" She replied, "Oh, yes, father, 2 sets of twins, 6 singles, 10 in all." And the father said, "That's wonderful. And now, is your loving husband, what's he doing?" She replied, "He's on his way to Rome to put that dang candle out."
No kidding. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. It's Shippey Realty out of Winter, South Dakota, here to help you with all your realty needs and wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I thought you were going to sing the whole song for us.
Well, notice I did not sing. I just recited.
Okay.
My Christmas emails. I have a list of folks I know, all written by computer database. And every year at Christmas time, I go and make a look at my database. And that is when I realize that these names are a part, not in the database they are written, but in my very heart. For I am but a total of the many folks I've met, and you happen to be one of those I prefer not to forget. And rather, I have known you for many years, or an hour or two. In some way, you have had a part in shaping things I do. So never think my Christmas emails are just a mere routine of names put on a computer list and forgotten in between. For when I send a Christmas email that is addressed to you, it is because you're on that list of folks that I'm indebted to.
Hey, that's kind of a nice wish. Any note on who the author is on that?
No idea, but I love it. I wish we could give them credit.
If you have something to send, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author if you know who that is, so we can give credit on the good stuff.